Right, I'm here. It's just finished the Future of the Web title. That was the last title that I've been at today. Some interesting stuff going on. So I'm standing here with...
With Ian.
Ian. And where are you from? Who are you?
I'm from Manchester, living in Manchester currently, and I work for Northwest Vision and Media. And I kind of work in the games and digital content sector, which kind of brings me here today for the Future of the Web.
Okay, so what were the big questions that you were discussing?
The questions that were asked were fairly broad, and generally there was issues around open source. There was questions about who was responsible for sort of leading the direction of the future of the web, and whether industry were empowered.
Do you think that there is a responsibility for anyone to lead the future of the web, or do you think that it's a more
From the discussions, I think what came out is that everybody was agreed that it is down to the end user, and it's their demands of what they require from the web, how they use it in the first place.
I heard that question. I found it quite oddly phrased. It was whether information or education is industry or education is going to lead the future.
I found that quite interesting because immediately you first see that question and you might be tempted to make a decision between one of those two, but then of course that's sort of on the very face level of it, and it did make you question, well, actually neither of these are kind of going to solely lead the future of the web. It is down to the user, but it made you think then what the part of education and what the part of industry is in that relationship. And I think that was where the more interesting discussion came out, and that it's the collaboration between users and their relationship with education institutions, and the end users and their relationship with industry, and then obviously the relationship then between education and industry. And it was those that three-way relationship was discussed, and that was what brought out most of the content from that particular question.
What was the most heated discussion point that you had?
Ooh, I don't think we ever came to, you know.
Was it nice and polite?
It was generally quite nice and polite. I don't think that there was, on that first question about the education industry. I felt that there might have been a potential clash between if there was people representing academic institutions here compared to business owners, for example. Yeah. I thought that they might have come to disagreement over some issues, but generally everybody was quite open to it, and everybody knew of the responsibilities that that each institution is expected.
Okay, cool. What do you think from today that you've learned or that you've not thought of before? What point have you taken away?
There was a really good point actually in the third discussion, which what was it again? I'm sorry, I can't remember that one.
Okay. Do you know the kind of general?
I'm trying to think. It was. I'm trying to visualise it being sitting down at the table and having it all written out in front of you, as was the format.
No worries.
But I can't think.
Was the last question the open source one?
No, the last question was the quite open one. The future of the web depends upon, and then whatever who wants it. And
that's absolutely fine.
Sorry, I can't remember that one. My memory's going.
So you've had a good day of it.
Yeah, it's been good. I went to an unconference a couple of weeks ago, and it was a different format again from this one. So it was nice to experiment with some different ways of speaking with people and getting the conversations going.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thanks very much for your time. I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you very much.